We bestowed knowledge on Daoud and Suleiman. They both said, Praise be to Allah who exalted us above many of his believing servants. Suleiman succeeded Daoud. He said, O people, we have been taught the language of birds and given all sorts of things. This is indeed a great blessing from Allah. Suleiman gathered an army comprised of jinns, men, and birds. They all were kept under strict discipline. Once, in an expedition, he was marching with his army when they came across a valley of ants. One of the ants said, O ants, get into your habitations, lest Suleiman and his army crush you under their feet without even noticing it. So Suleiman smiled, laughing at this statement, and said, O my Rabb, inspire me to render thanks for your favors which you have bestowed on me and on my parents to do such good deeds that will please you and admit me by your mercy among your righteous servants. He took a roll call of the birds and said, I do not see the hoopoe. Where is he? How could he be absent? I will certainly punish him severely or even slay him if he does not offer me a strong reason for his absence. The hoopoe, who did not take long in coming, said, I have just found out that which you do not know. I have brought reliable information about the people of Sheba. I found that a woman is ruling over them. She has been given everything, and she possesses a magnificent throne. Further, I found that she and her people prostrate themselves before the sun instead of Allah. Shaitan has made their deeds fair-seeming to them, and thus turned them away from the right way, so they have no guidance to prostrate themselves before Allah, the one who brings to light all that is hidden in the heavens and the earth, and knows exactly what you hide and what you reveal. Allah, there is no God but He. He is the Lord of the mighty throne. Suleiman said, Soon we shall find out whether what you say is true or false. Go and deliver to them this letter of mine, then turn aside and wait for their answer. The queen said, O my chiefs, a very important letter has been delivered to me. It is from Suleiman, and it begins with the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. It reads, Do not be arrogant against me, and come to me in complete submission as a Muslim.